Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Fitbit, Chimney, Banana Art, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
And now, Bob and Tom Television presents the Bonanza Reunion Show.
Hoss? Little Joe? Hoss? Little Joe?
The Bonanza Reunion, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh is back. Good to see you, Josh.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
There's Christy Lee.
Hi. Great to be back. I'm teacher's pet.
Oh, I heard.
Jess Hooker's here with us.
You heard what?
What?
I heard I took my lumps last week, even while I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, boy, yeah, there's a couple.
Any food came up.
It was... Oh, it's a shame Josh wasn't here. Yeah. Yep. He would eat the whole bird.
Now, we just had a story that I thought Josh would enjoy. This is...
You got mail,
okay,
dickhead.
Thank you very much.
You know you can turn that off, right?
We have this. I think this is a great idea. The KFC, or as I like to call it, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Turn his mic off. Is selling fried chicken scented logs at Walmart. What a great idea. It'll just remind you of the old days when Nana used to heave a live chicken into the fire.
Yes. I don't remember those days, but...
See, that kind of works because he used the word Nana.
Yeah.
Nana would hurl the chicken into the
fire.
Nana and heave. Very good.
I mean, the problem with this is, I mean, like, Santa's going to be disappointed. He comes up, well, I came to this house first. I was expecting some fried chicken.
Well,
cookies,
sorry.
Fine.
Yeah.
Carrots for the reindeer.
I'll just leave you some wrapped empty boxes. You tell me how it
it's
feels.
Exactly the same. this does look like a great... Didn't they have a candle? Wasn't that...
Yes,
they did. White Castle had a candle, too.
They all have candles. It's like everybody has a candle. You can find a scent for anything.
Really?
Oh.
Anything?
Wow.
Well, Ramrod Lounge candles.
You know what? I bet you can for that, too.
Oh, boy.
5K marathon?
Yeah.
Sweaty workout shorts.
Candle.
Dirty socks.
Bicycle seat.
Bicycle seat.
Okay, I think we get the idea. A lot of crotch-related stuff. Okay, good. I picked up on that. Thank you very much.
Where I am, we're killing.
Okay, fine. Okay. Time to move on.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, if they're going to sell chicken logs, are they going to provide like 5-gallon buckets of ranch or barbecue sauce? I mean, I like to dip. They need to provide the equivalent. Have they thought through this?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm very excited. I'm going to get one.
Well, this adds to my list, and I've had a frustrating couple days.
Really?
Have you now?
Well, they say no good deed goes unvarnished, but I've been trying to help out my friend Todd Booner, and I'm the one getting screwed in all this.
You're helping Todd do what?
Do what, yeah.
Well, he's got to fill out this application for health insurance, and I hate forms. Mm. I especially hate these computer on-the-screen stupid forms.
I agree with you.
You know, I mean, I like a paper trail. That way, if you need to go on the lamp, you can just burn it. Not to mention, I hate keyboards. There's only two words I like to type, porn and hub, that's it. That's pretty God. It took me forever to get the first question on the computer because I had a hard time with the stupid password they want me set up. Huh. Tom, I hear you always talking about you riddled in passwords.
Yeah.
Well, this one, they want letters,
right.
One uppercase, a number, and a special character.
Right.
And I got the letters and numbers good, but it took me 20 minutes to think of a special character nobody else had. Like, I was going to go with Yosemite Sam, but then I don't know how to spell Yosemite, so I ended up going with Bugs Bunny instead.
I see.
And
I see.
Now I'm trying to answer all the other dumb questions for Todd. They asked if he'd ever had blood pressure problems, and I put, no, but I've got them ever since I started filling out this stupid application. Forgot. You know, they actually asked him if he ever had an STD.
Really?
Which reminds me, are you supposed to capitalize chlamydia, or can you just lowercase?
I'm not even sure how to spell it.
That's a tough one.
Also, I ain't even sure how to spell gonorrhea, but when I put the clap, it got rejected in that little box.
Oh.
I think my buddy Boner's had them all. I mean, he's taken enough antibiotics to kill $6 million man twice. They'd ask if he smokes tobacco products. I put down, no, that's the only thing he don't smoke. Then they ask if he ever had surgery, which I figured fair enough, but does that include tattoo removal? Because he had Jenny Quinton's name tattooed on his chest once, but he had it removed because she's the one that gave him the clap in the first place.
Oh.
So I don't know if you've ever had a tattoo removed, but Boner said it hurt like crazy. And he swore from that day he'd only date girls who have a doctor's note and a short name like Susie with a Z.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, it's a good thing I've already got health insurance. I'm going to need a doctor's visit today.
Why? What's going on?
Because all this tapping's giving me carpet tunnel syndrome. I got to go.
Thanks, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie.
Best of luck.
Those health forms are a bear, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, a couple things to catch up with. I was looking at this Fitbit controversy.
Yeah.
This is actually someone who's involved with the NFL. I don't know if you heard this, Jess. This woman named Jane Slater found out that her partner was allegedly cheating. Apparently, they each got Fitbits and they somehow synced them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had not heard of.
Yeah, it's an accountability exercise.
Oh, so have you run your mile?
Yes.
You can see I did.
So you share how much when your heart rate increases.
Gotcha.
Well, she
like
said that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm quoting here. She said he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking in the app.
At 4 a.m.? I mean, some people get up really early and exercise, right?
Well, couldn't he have just said he was...
4 a.m.?
Mm.
Yeah.
Couldn't he just said he was pleasuring himself?
Could have.
Back
of
the cab.
True.
But she
would.
Yeah, where were you, though? You weren't.
A little awkward.
Yeah.
Looking at the
Statue
of Liberty.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. He wasn't home, right?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah, so
I mean, if he's having an affair right there in the house, that's even worse.
Oh, that's brazen, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
No joke.
Coming up, we got some balloons, and our favorite record holder, David Rush, used them to get a new record for keeping two balloons suspended with just your head, bouncing them back and forth. And those are the type of balloons. That's good practice for you, blowing up a balloon. You'll be doing it later for the police.
Boy, I've never seen a balloon so drunk.
Okay. In the meantime, we turn over there to Christy Lee. What else have you got?
An Arizona man is facing charges after he got stuck in the chimney of a vacant house. KGUN.
We're on your side. How many times? Don't go down the chimney.
Yeah, K-Gun right? TV reports firefighters in Tucson rescued the unnamed man after finding his legs dangling from inside the chimney.
God, I hope they took a picture of that.
They best. Yeah.
I'm looking right now.
Authorities said rescue workers were called after neighbors reported hearing a man calling for help from inside the home. Chick, what is...
Now, Pat Godwin, you're famous for your ability to...
You
don't hear my chimney?
What it's like to be inside a car trunk. Can you do a guy inside a chimney?
Of course, chimney.
Let me out of here.
Now, Chick, you don't want to yell while you're in a chimney, do you?
No, because your lungs collapse.
They expel air.
And you go down then further. You slowly suffocate and die.
According to Tucson police, the man was charged with trespassing and possession of a dangerous drug.
Oh.
Is it dangerous?
Oh, my God. There's a photograph.
No way.
Yes. Hilarious.
His little feet?
Here's the best part. He's got socks, kind of half socks on, shoes, and then his pants are being all cinched up by the guy that he's stuck, so you see about 6 to 10 inches of bare ankle.
How far are his feet from the ground, would you say?
I would say they're at least a foot, foot and a half off the ground.
Okay. Wow.
But there's an EMT right there.
Man.
But he's...
He's lucky, actually.
Right.
He's lucky they got him. They got him out from above. They had to pull him out, according to this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't stuff him down the rest of the way?
That's a nice chimney. I mean, a nice fireplace.
Yeah, I guess. That's what you're looking at is the
decor.
Yeah,
nice decor.
I couldn't help but notice the nice floor tile.
Yeah. Nice backsplash. Yeah.
What they should have done was started a fire down there. Now we'll see this guy needs a little motivation.
Yeah.
Talk about he'd be stoked to get out.
He'd be stoked, Chick.
Oh, I heard it. I thought I imagined.
I'll watch this. Tom, did the guy have any illnesses when they pulled him out?
Yeah, the flu.
Ah, the classics.
But if you're going to do this, you should dress as Santa. If you're going to break into a house through the chimney, you dress as Santa. And if things go wrong, you go, oh, sorry, wrong house. Just doing a dry run, getting ready for Christmas Eve.
I almost bought you a Santa suit over the weekend, Chick.
So
I saw
the people are going to buy it because it was Santa. Is that what you're saying? Oh, go ahead. It's fine. No
problem. You think the skinny Santa defense won't work?
Okay.
What did they do to the reindeer? Were they released in their own recognizance? Does it say here?
It doesn't say in my story.
Okay.
I'm sure they were impounded for a little bit.
Asking. Mm-hmm. God, this is hilarious, seeing this guy's feet dangling.
He's lucky he's alive.
Yes, yeah. He is lucky.
Probably, yeah. And apparently he had some drugs on him, so apparently not making a lot of great decisions.
No.
But this is the second one we've had in a week.
Yeah, we had a teenage girl trying to sneak in, curfew.
Via chimney?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, via chimney.
Do you suppose it's because... with Christmas just around the corner, they suddenly have the idea, wait a minute, the chimney is a point of egress.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been hearing about it your whole life, perhaps. Is there a seasonality to morons getting stuck in chimneys?
I would think so.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we
more get top
any,
of mind.
See if we get any more before the before next week. Now, it's the Ace Cosby joke of the day with our proprietor, Mr. Ace Cosby. Go, go.
What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather?
Oh.
Sounds like a sneeze and made of leather.
A shoe.
A shoe.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Perhaps show your enthusiasm with laughter.
I could possibly do that. That's an involuntary response, Tom.
I'm sorry. Wow.
A shoe.
The other thing that you missed, Josh, was this ridiculous story about a so-called artist that stuck a banana. He duct taped a banana to the wall. And by the way, there's a defense of this idiot, a very lengthy one in the New York Times this morning.
Oh, I have no doubt.
In defense of this clown. And
he duct taped.
Like much art, it only exists to support the art criticism. Actually,
yeah.
Emmanuel Perrotin's outer gallery wall at Art Basel, Miami Beach. This piece allegedly sold to an art collector for $120,000. A banana.
I don't believe it.
Held to the wall by duct tape, but someone over the weekend ate the banana on Saturday afternoon.
Good.
So the guy tapes a banana to the wall that he claims people have bought it for $120,000.
Two people, they said, and then they
raised
the
price.
This
is all over the news all weekend long.
Yeah, on Saturday, New York-based performance artist David DeTuna ate the artwork titled...
Stop.
They call me the tuna.
Wait a minute. His last
D-A-T-U-N-A. The tuna.
The tuna. David the tuna.
Dave the tuna.
Doesn't that sound like a superhero, like a really bad one? The secret identity, Dave the tuna.
Is actually Fishman.
Oh, wouldn't a better name be for this first guy? Wouldn't it be Hunter?
Hunter the tuna?
Hunter the tuna. He's like a spy. Hunter the tuna. He's a ladies man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
On Saturday afternoon, New York-based performance artist David de Tuna ate the artwork titled Comedian by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. The director of the museum relations said the consumption of the banana, by the way, quote, did not destroy the work. The banana is the idea, according to Lucien Taras.
Set the Mona Lisa on fire and see if they give you that BS
No
line.
Kidding.
This is such incredible horse crap.
The $120,000 piece was replaced by a banana offered up by a visitor. TMZ spoke with the tuna, who said he respects Mr. Catalan and performed the stunt as an act of flattery. He called his performance, anyone want to guess?
Art.
Hungry artist.
How about that?
Hungry artist.
De Tuna added, however, that his actions upset the gallery team, and afterwards he was escorted to an area where police took down his information, and he may face charges later.
Take one down, pass it around. No bananas left on the wall. This is so stupid.
Oh, it's caused so much on social media. It's unbelievable.
This is why some people think the National Endowment for the Arts should be obliterated.
Yeah. Because please of stuff don't do like that.
This. Yeah, I don't think that. I'd like to see the receipt of the $120,000.
Yeah.
I'm guessing someone made a donation to the festival or to the Arts Council, and they were like, oh, we'll just put it over here and make it look like somebody cared about this piece of art.
This is the same guy, by the way, that did the gold toilet. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy does anything any of us could do.
That was gold. A tuba, wasn't it?
Oh.
Hey, Charlie, here's the guy.
No, that was an actual gold. I forget where they put the gold toilet.
It's a beautiful house. They had gold toilet.
And people were actually, it was actually plumbed.
Oh.
So if you wanted to do whatever you had to do.
And didn't you have to pay to do it?
Yeah. Presumably you'd want to be careful who you followed in there. Once again, to borrow the phrase of the great Dennis Miller, you don't want to follow a guy who had a silhouette-altering movement.
I
think I encountered that person.
Let's celebrate actual art, huh? Yes. There's really fine art out there.
Very nice art out there.
Well, again, there's a huge defense of this whole thing.
I'm sure it's interesting, but the defense, that is. But
no, the art only exists to support the criticism and vice versa.
Yeah, it sure feels like that.
You can give art history people anything, and they can write a very lengthy essay about it. Well, the chiaroscuro of the pending, this is about the cultural significance of the emperor's new clothes. And
art is in the eye of the beholder.
Or the sucker.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed the art program.
Good.
You're welcome.
Boy, I kicked aside when I heard about that old boy eating that banana in County Coast.
Yeah.
Raising all kinds of hell and raising Cain about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he was nowhere near Dollywood. We would have lost a lot of precious artifacts this country's been able to assemble over time. I just had an update for you on the cat. Why it took him so long to catch him after he ate it.
Why?
Well, because after he ate it, he peeled out.
Oh, that's very clever. I get it, like a banana peel. That's very funny.
I don't know about y'all, but boy, it's sad to see it. Kamala Harris leaving the race. That's what we should be talking about.
Is it?
Thank you.
Everybody wants to hear more about it.
Thanks, Floyd, I guess. So someone paid $120,000 for a banana duct tape.
Two people did, remember? And then they raised the price to $150,000.
I don't believe it for a minute.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, they had a bidding war.
It's
of course
all publicity.
It is.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, well, don't stop payment on the check. That's what they're betting. Just saying.
$120,000 in the banana.
This has been going on for a long time. This art.
Scam.
I don't think it's a scam.
Didn't they pay millions of dollars to have a bunch of sand cars put in the beach?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That was pretty cool. Did you look at that?
Yeah, but I don't think it was $1 million worth of cool.
Did you see the...
it could have been done with some volunteers for free.
Did you see the live orgy thing with Lourdes?
Live orgy.
Madonna's daughter was part of this live orgy art thing.
You know what they say, the whore doesn't fall that far from the tree.
Or something like that. Yeah. Wait,
that may not be the right
it was
Oh, I'm sorry.
Living art piece is what they called it. And it was they were simulating an orgy.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't actually humping?
Yeah, they weren't actually. No, of course not. That would be vulgar.
They were like frozen. Were they
using the bananas that were in the aforementioned?
Maybe that's where the bananas went. I don't know.
Pat, would you pay that much money for a banana, $120,000?
No, not if you even if I was very hungry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well.
Sorry, you... You started to say something a minute ago.
How about $1.20?
What I started to say a minute ago was this, and thank you. If you pay $120,000 for the banana on the wall, that thing starts to rot after a while.
Sure.
And so what's the point?
Well, they said that it's not...
I had nothing!
No, it's my fault. I thought maybe you had something to say.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.